Caring Behaviours, written and read by Dinah Pink Mouse. Hei Pao Shu stands with the sharp edges of his glaive still held against the rogue Di Sing Ren's chest. He's not even breathing hard, while the criminal seems to be shaking quietly, but doing his very best to stand absolutely still. Who wouldn't, with that blade so close? Most of the SID members are standing further away, just watching. No one had wanted to interrupt Hei Pao Shu after all, not when the criminal in question had threatened Chief Zhao. It's best to just let Hei Pao Shu do his thing when that happens, and not get in the way. It's not like Hei Pao Shu needs their help anyway. There's a very loud silence as everyone stares at the scene waiting for Hei Pao Shu to take a step back, to pull the blade away from the Di Sing Ren. Or maybe they're waiting for one of the others, for anyone else to step in and arrest the poor criminal, who's very much regretting ever even looking in Zhao Yunlan's direction by now. You'd really think that they'd all know better at this point. Maybe he just hadn't known who he was threatening. Hei Pao Shu doesn't move. The glaive stays exactly where it is, sharp blade ready to cut the criminal if he so much as breathes wrong. The poor criminal looks like he wants to beg, or possibly just cry, but he doesn't dare to even open his mouth. In that quiet, tense moment, Chief Zhao walks casually up behind Hei Pao Shu. Everyone, except the poor criminal, relaxes just a bit. At least they won't be the ones who have to do something. Chief Zhao will make sure Hei Pao Shu arrests the criminal, instead of just beheading him where he stands. Then Chief Zhao leans in closer to Hei Pao Shu's back and bites at Hei Pao Shu's hood. The criminal trembles, eyes gone huge as he stares at the two people in front of him. In the silence, the sort of fake growling noise that the Chief Zhao makes is very noticeable. Da Qing rolls his eyes and sits down to lick his paw, before flicking it over his ears. This whole thing has left his fur in a mess, and he might as well take care of it while he waits for however long this will take. It always takes a while when Chief Zhao and Hei Pao Shu start acting like this. Da Qing should know. He's the one who usually has to see it. Lao Chu takes a step forward, his teeth grinding together. The growl coming from him sounds a whole lot more real. Xiao Guo clutches his arm rather desperately, hanging on as hard as he can. Lao Chu stops and looks back at Xiao Guo, who shakes his head quickly and a bit desperately. Lao Chu's lips press flat against each other, but he stays where he is and just turns his head back to look at Hei Pao Shu and Chief Zhao. Xiao Guo sighs quietly in relief and keeps holding on to Lao Chu's arm. Hei Pao Shu's lips quirk up ever so slightly at the corners. He glares at the criminal in front of him, daring him to make one wrong move as Hei Pao Shu pulls his glaive away and leans his head back slightly toward Chief Zhao. Chief Zhao makes another silly growling noise and wraps his arms around Hei Pao Shu's waist. Hei Pao Shu turns his head to the side, and even when Hei Pao Shu's eyes aren't on him, the criminal doesn't dare to move. He just stares with wide, terrified eyes at the two men, wishing very much that he'd chosen to do anything else today instead of coming here. He could have gone bear wrestling or something. It seems like a safer choice. Chief Zhao nuzzles at the side of Hei Pao Shu's face. Well, his hood, really, making a happy little sigh. The glaive vanishes from Hei Pao Shu's hands as he moves his hand to fondly pat Chief Zhao's arm. Yunlan, Hei Pao Shu says quietly, and the admonishing tone is almost entirely drowned out by the fondness in his voice. Chief Zhao hums and tightens his arms around Hei Pao Shu's waist. Then he turns his head to look at the rest of the SID members, with raised brows. Is someone going to arrest this guy or not? Chief Zhao asks, making both of the newbies jump a bit. Lao Chu glares at him and takes a step toward the criminal. I'll do it, Xiao Guo hurriedly says, letting go of Lao Chu's arm and hurrying toward the criminal. He fumbles slightly as he pulls a pair of handcuffs out of his bag, but it doesn't really matter, because the criminal in question is standing very, very still and obediently holding out his arms for Xiao Guo. Come on, this way, Xiao Guo tells him sympathetically once the cuffs are on. The criminal is still shaking slightly, and he finally tears his eyes away from Hei Baoshu, who really doesn't seem to be paying attention to him at all anymore. He still almost expects the bite of that glaive at his neck at any moment, as he shakily follows Xiao Guo. Xiao Guo reaches out to take him by the arm. It'll be fine, Xiao Guo tells him comfortingly. There's a nice interrogation room waiting for you. Chief Zhao lets go of Hei Pao Shu's waist, as Xiao Guo leads the poor, shaking criminal away. His fingers brush against Hei Pao Shu's fingers, and he smiles softly. Thank you for looking out for me, Xiao Wei, he says quietly.